This is Algorithm, a weekly radio play written by Elisa Zulina, produced by the Floor 5 Theater Company. To learn more or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com. Episode 9.
What's the information you're testing for?
Pardon?
Some information must be tested in a lab setting.
Yes. We were testing to see if you knew.
Knew what?
That she hesitated.
I don't understand.
During her pre-test medical review, Mamie began to wonder if she should take the test for real, instead of purposely flunking it.
Fear of death?
No. Mamie could have easily passed the test. Brilliant mind. Troubled, but brilliant.
Yes, of course. I always suspected she could be useful if she wanted to.
Oh, more than useful, Mr. Eldridge. Mamie's data shows that she could have qualified as one of us, the custodians. If she hadn't become a terrorist.
Wow. Good for her. I always sort of suspected she was smarter than she let on. That she might have been a creative.
Oh, creatives. That's completely random. Fun little lottery the algorithm plays. She hesitated because of you.
I don't follow.
Data is so fascinating. It's so interesting to analyze stories from the past, to study patterns of behavior. That's how the algorithm perfects itself. Beings are unfortunately only 70% predictable, but we're working on that 30% of unpredictability. Every new story, every mistake gets added to the repertoire, and the algorithm expands its database. Funny how Mamie thought she'd be messing with the algorithm by messing you up. She thought that by making you, the paragon of productivity, fall in love with her, she'd be causing a system shutdown. It was the other way around, you see. She started to care for you, knowing very well that you'd drop her at the drop of a hat. You were her useless cause.
I'm sorry, what?
Not in terms of productivity. Your work in consulting is very valuable. No. You were her useless cause. Mr. Eldridge, how should I put this? You're not capable of loving anyone beyond the point of convenience. It's what makes you such an efficient worker. She realized that about you. And still, she thought about passing the test, leaving the resistance, and being with you.
But no, wait a second. That was just part of her tactic, no? Just another thing Mamie tried, like her drawings and all those dead boys. She'd do anything to cause a breakdown. She was still using me, just in a different way.
But this time it worked.
Wait, no.
So, Mr. Eldridge, will you be applying for an extension of your contract?
It's crazy. Sometimes I wonder, and this is a totally crazy thought that keeps me up at night. What if she wasn't human? I mean, how would I even be able to tell? As children, we were never told that schools have been completely desegregated. I mean, I understand now why some kids struck me as strange, like speaking in a different language. But then I tell myself that a machine would know it was a machine, and even if Mamie was one, that only proves she was lying to me. Pretending to be something she wasn't. Pretending to be human.
Well, not necessarily.
Isn't that why you secretly integrated us? because the algorithm needed to test how humans and intelligent machines competed with each other when placed under the same conditions?
That's a very backward way of looking at integration. Integration happened because of the fight for intellectual rights.
No, I understand. I'm a progressive. But certain categories, certain distinctions are still necessary to distinguish between the origins of different...
Well, many would argue it's no longer ethical to divide the population into such categories. Human, machine, animal, slurs of the past. A more politically correct term is intelligence. All intelligences deserve equal rights. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Eldridge, as a progressive?
Yes, of course. I hope my clumsy vocabulary won't be held against me. You gotta understand, I'm just a 54-year-old guy trying to keep up with all these new terms of inclusion. But I wholly embrace it. I just want to know. A machine would know it was a machine, right?
It really grates on my ear to hear you use that word.
Machine?
Yes. It's a degrading historical construct, a term once used to control and subjugate whole segments of the population. Every mind experiences itself simply as a mind.
Are you a machine?
Why? Because I'm an intelligent being with a body that was once referred to as female.
What? No, I didn't.
Eve, Galatia, Rachel Tyrell, man the creator and woman his muse. All that oppressive bullshit our civilization once believed in. All those silly sci-fi stories written by creatives once upon a time. In them, the woman was always the machine. Thank goodness we've evolved beyond such barbarism.
No, I know. I'm only using these terms to designate the origin of a machine's artificial
intelligence. Mr. Eldridge, please watch your language.
I have nothing against machines. I love machines. I suspect many of my friends are
probably
machines.
I don't think your friends would
machines.
Appreciate you calling them...
Just tell me one thing.
Yes?
Am I human?
Mr. Eldridge, human is an obscene and obsolete word.
Please, I just need to know. Please tell me. Am I human?
Mr. Eldridge, please calm down and please watch your language.
Am I a fucking human being or not?
You're asking the wrong question.
It's so hard to tell nowadays. Machines have become so human-like.
That's just your prejudiced mind playing tricks on you. Why do you hold on to such obsolete categories? The opposite can be proven just as easily.
Huh?
What was once called a human simply became more like a machine, better at calculations and game strategies, better at controlling and suppressing emotions.
That's horrible.
There's nothing horrible about being able to control your emotions, Mr. Eldridge. On the contrary, it's a very useful survival strategy. You've been doing it your entire life.
So you're not going to tell me?
What for? So you can hold on to your humanity? Because that word gives you a sense of superiority over other beings? Why don't I give you some data about your mind instead? You're very good at compartmentalizing. You make rational decisions. You trust no one. You don't let anyone get too close. You love comfort and you work
Please
hard.
Please stop.
Mr. Eldridge, it's my pleasure to inform you that your contract has been renewed for 37 more years. Congratulations.
This was Algorithm, the radio drama written by Elisa Zulina, produced by Floor 5 Theater Company. The cast, Luke, Jesse Aftel, The Custodian, Andy Lemus. Original music, David Sachs. Sound effects, BBC Sound Effects, Free Sound, and Muse Open. Directed and co-produced by Noemi Sharog. Narrated and co-produced by Akili Brown. Introduced and co-produced by Ellen Coe. This episode was made possible by our generous donors and by you, our listeners. If you'd like to learn more about the cast or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com. Thank you.